Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The temperature is still falling. We're down to 34 degrees right now. Y'all, it is officially cold this morning as you head out. It is going to be sunny, chilly. We're not going to get past about 54 or 55 degrees by later this afternoon. That is officially chilly all day long today. Our top story this morning.
Get ready to shop till you drop. Stores across Texas are rolling out their holiday deals today. Holly Cotero at Galleria Dallas says a lot of people still like to do their shopping in person on Black Friday.
In addition to the fun holiday activities, retailers are also offering special deals in stores for shoppers to entice them to shop in store. So gift wrapping services, buy online, pick up in store is another way that customers that maybe they want to look online, make sure that it's available, and then they can pick it up in the store and come into the mall to get it.
This year, there are just 26 days between Black Friday and Christmas. Yesterday was a good day for the Dallas Cowboys that got an important win on Thanksgiving Day. They beat the New York Giants 27-20 in Arlington. The win against New York after last week's win over Washington means the Cowboys are on a winning streak, if that's what you want to call it. Team owner Jerry Jones says he's optimistic.
Certainly they've encouraged me. I'm seeing the younger players playing better. I'm seeing our defense really getting the hang of what Zimmer wants to put in.
The Cowboys' record improves to 5-7. They'll take on the Cincinnati Bengals in Arlington on Monday, December 9th.
After surpassing the legendary Bill Parcells on the all-time wins list, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy spoke about the achievement post-game.
I don't know Coach Parcells, but I just have always admired him, and particularly his generation, because that was the generation that I broke in under, you know, and I was fortunate, so blessed to work for Marty Schottenheimer and the staff that I was on. And you hear stories, you work with different people, and I've always felt that, you know, Marty and Coach, you know, and Bill has very similar styles and approaches. So, but yeah, just to be mentioned with any of those guys is a blessing.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
By the way, yesterday, 90,000 fans at AT&T Stadium chowed down on 14,000 pounds of turkey, but the Cowboys still wound up with leftovers.
This morning, chefs at Legends Hospitality are loading leftover food onto a truck headed to Mission Arlington.
And then they'll take it to their
house and feed people in need.
Chef George Wasai says they only give Mission Arlington fresh food, sifting out anything that might be past its prime. Marcelo Vasquez says Legends also works with culinary programs at high schools around the Metroplex.
They just experienced how culinary work, their prices from ownership from Cowboys. We got chef and they come to cook here, and I think everybody has a great experience.
They also buy food grown at Paul Quinn College's farm, where students learn about agriculture and the business behind it. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRWLD.
Wow, it's been 13 years since they last played, and now they're finally playing again. The Texas Longhorns and Texas A&M will face off tomorrow night in the Lone Star Showdown for the first time since 2011. This time, huge stipulations on the line. The winner will face Georgia in the SEC Championship. This is the most anticipated game of the year and also the most expensive. Get this, tickets going for more than $1,000 per person. You really got to want to watch that in person.
This is more expensive than some NFL games.
Yes. By the way, Texas won the last meeting 27-25. You can hear the game right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Pregame at 5:30, kickoff at 6:30.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
A lot of people are flying today, so we're keeping an eye on the airports for you. Right now at DFW Airport, there are 7 delays, 1 cancellation. Security wait times looking pretty good. Just a bit of a slowdown there at B30. Everything else is about, 10 to 20 minute wait at the security. At DFW, or rather Dallas Love Field, there are 7 delays, no cancellations. And right now, security general boarding is 6 minutes. TSA pre-check is just 2 minutes. We'll take another look at this coming up at 8:03.
I'll tell you, Heather, my twin 18-year-old sons, Lilo and Stitch, they flew in and out of Love Field this week and had nothing but great ease. It was a great flight for them.
I thought their names were Bartles and James.
It varies from day to day, depending on my mood, I suppose. That's the glory of having twins. U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals rules that the state of Texas can continue to build razor wire border barriers that the U.S. Border Patrol cannot cut, as they were instructed to do so by the Biden administration. After spending years busing tens of thousands of migrants to sanctuary cities around the United States, Texas is now said to be considering a plan to bus migrants directly to U.S. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement facilities in an effort to get them processed for deportation. Australian lawmakers pass a landmark ban on social media among minors, giving the green light to one of the world's strictest child-related social media regulations. The ban prohibits children under the age of 16 from pretty much every social media platform except YouTube. Platforms that fail to keep the kids out can face fines as high as $32 million.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Much of the nation is dealing with bitter cold today, and there's a potential for huge amounts of snowfall across the Great Lakes.
Downwind of all the lakes, from Superior through Michigan, Huron, Ontario, and Erie, there are various lake effect snow warnings that are going to produce very hazardous travel right through the next 24 to 48, maybe even up to 72 hours.
That's meteorologist Craig Allen. A Tarrant County man is getting a new trial over a misdemeanor charge. KRLD's LP Phillips says the trial itself caused a big fuss.
Tainton Finley was initially convicted of a misdemeanor for abusing his former girlfriend. That happened in 2015, but the trial took place during the second year of coronavirus. By then, masking was not required in the court system, but when the girlfriend was called as a witness, she insisted on wearing a mask. The defense objected, claiming the mask covered the victim's nose and mouth. It violated Finley's right to confront her accuser. Trial judge disagreed. Finley was convicted. Both the Second Court of Appeals and the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals now say that mask should have been removed. A new trial was ordered. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In other news, buckle up for the trip of a lifetime down memory lane right here in North Texas.
This is cool.
For Earl Goines and his son Jared, cars have always been their love language.
69 Z28.
Bonding over Bondo and brake pads ever since Jared was a little compact. And through the years, the one thing they've talked about most is the 67 Chevy Camaro Earl used to own.
Anytime that we saw a Camaro, he would definitely bring it up. It'd be a reoccurring theme and a reoccurring story.
I once had a Camaro.
Yes,
it
I had a Camaro.
Beautiful.
Just like that, the joke was, or the way that he just summed it all up, is that I had to sell this car for your diaper money.
Always.
Actually, Earl was only half joking.
You got to build a nursery, find a crib and a cradle, and it was time to, you know, settle down and raise the family, you know.
So it was goodbye, Hot Rod. Hello, lukewarm minivan. Since then, his car dreams have been mostly confined to helping others with their vehicles.
So it's a Nissan Rogue.
He works at O'Reilly Auto Parts in Mesquite, Texas, where he has continued to share that story of the Camaro that got away.
Thanks so much.
Of course, Jared knew his dad never really regretted selling that car, but he still felt like he owed his dad more than he could ever repay. So he went to work. A car, exactly like the one his dad had, just didn't exist. So Jared spent 3 years scouring the internet for parts and putting it together piece by piece. Until last month, when he handed over the keys for his dad's 65th birthday.
That is your car.
Thanks for the diaper money, Dad.
And he was just overcome. And he wrapped his arms around me. It was the best. It was the best.
He loves me a lot. As much as I love him.
We all give up something to start a family. But if you're lucky and patient, sometimes you can have your Camaro and keep it too. Steve Hartman, on the road in Mesquite, Texas.
Isn't that the best story?
I love it. I can't even imagine. I rebuilt a pickup truck when I was in high school. I cannot imagine building a car from parts, from the ground up. Which is what they said he did. He built that from parts. How difficult would that be? It would be really tough. But yeah, how exciting.
A big sacrifice, and then another sacrifice. It just has come full circle. What a special moment for them.
I mean, you know, people have really clear attachments to their vehicles, especially the vehicles in their youth. You know, I mean, I'm sure you remember your first car?
Yeah, I would not say I was attached to it, though.
Yeah.
It ended up splashing down in a lake. That's a story for another
time. Oh, dang. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear that story at some point.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Much of the nation is dealing with bitter cold today, and there's a potential for huge amounts of snowfall across the Great Lakes.
Downwind of all the lakes, from Superior through Michigan, Huron, Ontario, and Erie, there are various lake effect snow warnings that are going to produce very hazardous travel right through the next 24 to 48, maybe even up to 72 hours.
That's meteorologist Craig Allen. A Tarrant County man is getting a new trial over a misdemeanor charge. KRLD's LP Phillips says the trial itself caused a big fuss.
Tayton Finley was initially convicted of a misdemeanor for abusing his former girlfriend. That happened in 2015, but the trial took place during the second year of coronavirus. By then, masking was not required in the court system, but when the girlfriend was called as a witness, she insisted on wearing a mask. The defense objected, claiming the mask covered the victim's nose and mouth. It violated Finley's right to confront her accuser. Trial judge disagreed. Finley was convicted. Both the Second Court of Appeals and the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals now say that mask should have been removed. A new trial was ordered. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In other news, buckle up for the trip of a lifetime down memory lane right here in North Texas.
This is cool.
For Earl Goines and his son Jared, cars have always been their love language.
69 Z28.
Bonding over Bondo and brake pads ever since Jared was a little compact. And through the years, the one thing they've talked about most is the 67 Chevy Camaro Earl used to own.
Anytime that we saw a Camaro, he would definitely bring it up. It'd be a reoccurring theme and a reoccurring story.
I once had a Camaro.
Yes,
it
I
was
had a Camaro.
Beautiful.
Just like that, the joke was, or the way that he just summed it all up, is that I had to sell this car for your diaper money.
Always.
Actually, Earl was only half joking.
You got to build a nursery, find a crib and a cradle, and it was time to, you know, settle down and raise the family, you know.
So it was goodbye, Hot Rod. Hello, lukewarm minivan. Since then, his car dreams have been mostly confined to helping others with their vehicles.
So it's a Nissan Rogue.
He works at O'Reilly Auto Parts in Mesquite, Texas, where he has continued to share that story of the Camaro that got away.
Thanks so much.
Of course, Jared knew his dad never really regretted selling that car, but he still felt like he owed his dad more than he could ever repay. So he went to work.
A car, exactly like the one his dad had, just didn't exist. So Jared spent 3 years scouring the internet for parts and putting it together piece by piece. Until last month, when he handed over the keys for his dad's 65th birthday.
That is your car. Thanks for the diaper money, Dad.
And he was just overcome. And he wrapped his arms around me. It was the best. It was the best.
He loves me a lot. As much as I love him.
We all give up something to start a family. But if you're lucky and patient, sometimes you can have your Camaro and keep it too. Steve Hartman, on the road in Mesquite, Texas.
Isn't that the best story?
I love it. I can't even imagine. I rebuilt a pickup truck when I was in high school. I cannot imagine building a car from parts, from the ground up. Which is what they said he did. He built that from parts. How difficult would that be? It would be really tough. But yeah, how exciting.
A big sacrifice and then another sacrifice. It just has come full circle. What a special moment for them.
I mean, you know, people have really clear attachments to their vehicles, especially the vehicles in their youth. You know, I mean, I'm sure you remember your first car.
Yeah, I would not say I was attached to it, though.
Yeah.
It ended up splashing down in a lake. That's a story for another
time. Oh, dang. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear that story at some point.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.